Talk Louisiana. Signature support comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. And it is March 30th, 2021. It was 40 years ago today that President Reagan was shot, an assassination attempt that was not successful, although the president was wounded seriously. And he was at the time 70 years old, which was considered to be an old man in 1981. But Reagan came back, and he ultimately would serve two terms. And remember, this was right into his first term. It was just 2 months and 10 days after President Reagan took the oath of office. And on that same night in the great city of Philadelphia, LSU played in the Final Four. It was the last consolation game. LSU had bowed to Indiana in the semifinals on Saturday at the Spectrum. And on Monday night, there was a long delay, and the consolation game preceded the championship game. LSU and Virginia went toe-to-toe in a close game, went into overtime, and the Tigers lost, a close one to the Cavaliers. But on the court that night, with the greatest team in LSU basketball history, were two men who now live in Baton Rouge, and both are stalwart citizens, Howard Heisey Carter in studio with us, and Rudy Macklin. Rudy has been with us many times, as we know, the leading rebounder in the history of LSU basketball, the second leading scorer, and Howard is the fourth leading scorer in the history of Tiger basketball. That team won 26 games in a row. It went 17-1 in the Southeastern Conference. It was favored to win the Final Four, but it apparently, obviously, peaked too early, and the Tigers were defeated. But it was the greatest team that LSU has posted before or since, and we're going to talk a bit about that. And as we know, it was a surreal night in Philadelphia on March 30th, 1981. Let's start with you, Rudy. I know you, those are painful memories for you. You were a first-team All-American and expected to lead LSU to the national championship. It did not happen, but it was a searing moment for our country on March 30, 1981, and a pivotal moment in your life. What happened?
Well, apparently the NCAA was trying to decide if they were in fact going to have the Final Four at all after President Ronald Reagan was shot. And so there was a long delay. They were taking their time trying to make the right decision and was thinking about canceling the whole tournament after that. But then I guess cooler heads prevailed and they decided to go on with the tournament. And so we just decided to go on and play. Everybody was in favor of that. And then once the game was played and we lost, and right after the game is pretty much when my nightmare started.
You ended up getting literally thousands of letters that were not favorable. This was hate mail, threats on your life, based on an off-the-cuff statement that you were prodded into saying. As I said, I know this is painful terrain for you, but I think it's worth mentioning on the 40th anniversary how you got roped into something that went awry, and it cost you a lot. It cost you several rounds in the NBA draft, cost you perhaps your reputation, which you have fought, I think, successfully to restore. But it was not an easy time for a college senior from Louisville, Kentucky, named Rudy Macklin. What happened?
Well, when I got back to the dorm at Broussard Hall, Chester Oakley, the dorm curator, said, "I have some mail for you in my dorm room." And I said, "Well, I just came to my mailbox, which is a little, you know, 5x5 little cubbyhole." He said, "No, I got more mail for you." And so when he went to his dorm, he drug these two big, great postal bags of mail. And I couldn't understand why I had this much mail. And when I drug the bag to my dorm room and opened the first letter, and the first letter just made my jaw drop. And from then on, the phone would ring, and had those phone calls kept coming. And it was really pretty bad time. And so when spring break came around, I said, "Well, maybe I can get away for a while." And I went home, and my dad said, "Oh, a box of letters came for you that he had collected over the days and weeks." And he had it in the box and handed it to me, and it was full of the same hate mail. And so I had chosen an agent at the time, and my agent, Bill Madden, said, "Why don't you have the local newspaper, the Courier Journal, which was one of the top sports newspapers in the country, to do a retraction for you, and maybe it could get things to calm down." And so Billy Reed of the Courier Journal wrote a retraction for me, and they caught the AT and UPI wire, and it told the story how that actually happened, what I actually said, and everything began to calm down after that. Well, and so it was. I kept a lot of it to myself. I didn't want the school to pay the price for some negative publicity, nor my family. So I kind of kept it close to my vest and just didn't tell a lot of people.
March 30, 1981, and the president had been shot. There was a discussion about whether to play the game, which ultimately the powers that be decided to do so. And the game went on in Philadelphia, and there was a consolation game, LSU and Virginia, before Indiana and North Carolina. So by the time Indiana and North Carolina tipped off, it was well into the night, deep into the night. I think the game ended well after midnight on the East Coast. But the question that Rudy was asked over and over that prodded an answer that was one that haunted him was, did you think they should play the game? And what are your thoughts about the president being shot and playing the game? And this went on for a while with writers asking LSU's best player and team captain what was going on. And ultimately, you got frustrated. And what did you say, Rudy?
Well, it was one journalist in particular. All the other sports writers were pretty cordial and nice. I knew a lot of them. But this one I've never seen before. I met him before. And he asked a question. He said, did the shooting of the president affect your game? And I said, well, no. I said, this is the most important game of my life up to this point. And I wish him well, but I had a game to play, and that's what my focus was. And he said, what do you mean? He said, he's your president. How can you not feel anything? I was like, well, like I said, if he was kin to me, it might have affected me, but I had a game to play, and I hate what happened to him, but, you know, my focus was on the game. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you saying this. This is the president of the United States. You should have more sympathy for him. I said, look, man, he's not kin to me, all right? So, hey, just go on head on. And the other journalists were like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. And so he walked off like he was frustrated, and that's when he put it loud and proud and in the paper, you know, mm-hmm. that Macklin said the president is no kin to me, and he didn't care about, you know, about him being shot. And so it caught every newspaper probably in the country, and I caught the hell for it.
And you went from a projected first rounder to a fourth rounder, I believe, and that cost you a lot of money. And
it really did not. The thing, I went in the third round, and my agent checked with the NBA to see if it would affect my draft status, and the NBA assured me that it would not. The reason why I was drafted lower, I went from a mid-first round to the third round is because they did not think that I could play facing the basket. Because I always played primarily with my back to the basket. And so when I got to the Final Four, I didn't play well because of the great defense of Landon Turner, to be honest with you. They didn't think that I could play, you know, 10 feet from the basket or beyond. And so that's what hurt my draft status, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, the team did finish 31-5. Rudy was a senior. There were five seniors on that team, four seniors who were prominent, and a sophomore guard starter, Howard Hi-C Carter, who Howard may actually – were you the leading scorer or was Howard? It was pretty close, but Howard says I was.
No, I think we both
– Howard was.
I think we both were right around 16 points a game.
Yeah. But Howard
– my average dropped because – Well, my average dropped because I had only 4 points in the last game.
That's right. Well, Katie Ann McDonald, our producer, is looking it up, and I'm sure she'll find it. But Hi-C Carter from Redemptorist High School, who was recruited by everybody in America after a great team there with Rick Huckabee as coach, chose LSU, and you were a big part of that team. You were basically the outside shooter who took some of the heat off Rudy inside. What do you remember about 1981?
Well, we had some great memories. It was pretty easy playing on a senior team with four seniors. Rudy, Greg Cook, Willie Sims, and Ethan Martin. And when you join a team like that, it makes your job a lot easier. Guys who's been through all the wars and battles, and it just made life easier for me.
Well, you two guys were part of a team that was largely African-American. There were very few white players, and this was 10 years removed from LSU having no blacks playing on the varsity. So it was, in many ways, a case of a bunch of pioneers leading LSU to the Final Four, and you almost did it. It didn't happen, but I'm looking at this. Katie's got it. Howard averaged 16 points a game, 16.0, and Rudy 15.9. And we'll be back with Rudy Macklin and Howard Carter for one more segment after this quick timeout on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Katie Ann McDonald producing. She is a member of the LSU women's track team, number one in America right now in the United States among all colleges in outdoor track. And Katie Ann is a big contributor. And we have two guys who were on the best team in LSU basketball history playing the final game of the 1981 season 40 years ago tonight, the night in Philadelphia, where Ronald Reagan was shot in Washington, not so far away, earlier in the day. There was a delay, but the game was played against the University of Virginia. Rudy Macklin and Howard Carter, the 31-5 Tigers that year, with these two guys. And it was a balanced scoring team, as you can imagine, with a lot of outstanding players. Rudy shot 63% from the field for the season. And Howard, who was a shooting guard, shot 52% from long range, also more than 80% at the line. So they were pretty good, the two of the probably top 10 players in the history of LSU basketball, and Rudy is annually noted as one of the top five players in the history of Tiger Town. His number 40 is retired by LSU, and it was a time in which America was jolted by the assassination attempt on a president. Unfortunately, four decades later to the day, we have not had a president shot in 40 years, and no assassinations since John Kennedy in 1963. If you'd like to get in, 877-217-5757, Dan downtown. Dan, you're on with Rudy and Howard. Hi, Dan. Good morning to you.
Hi. Yes. Mr. Macklin, you think this reporter would have pursued this questioning about your attitude toward the shooting of Reagan if you had been a great white basketball player rather than a great black basketball player?
All right, that's a legitimate question. What do you think, Rudy? You're going to have to pull Rudy up, Katie Ann, but what about Dan's question that you were singled out because of your race for this question, Rudy?
That didn't cross my mind at the time because I was, 21 years old? But what did cross my mind was the guy was just looking for a scoop. He was looking to get some type of exciting story for his newspaper, which he got. But I think it was more toward him looking for the big scoop. You know, in the news industry, everybody wants the breaking news nowadays. Mm-hmm. And that's what I truly believe that he was shooting for.
Well, it was an amazing weekend. I was covering the tournament for the LSU Reveille as the sports editor, and Bobby Knight, the Indiana coach, unbeknownst to him, the LSU Alumni Association had booked the Cherry Hill Inn across the river, the Delaware River, and the Indiana team was there, and so they had these collisions in the hallway, and ultimately it ended with Knight throwing Buddy Bonacaz in a trash can after the game, and police officers were summoned, and that made news. And Buddy Bonacaz is still active in Baton Rouge all these years later, but it was a time that was surreal in many ways, and the attempted taking of the life of the president just made it all the more unbelievable. Henry at the Country Club of Louisiana. Henry, you're on with Rudy and with Howard. Hi, Henry.
Mr. Jim, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Mr. Rudy, and good morning, Mr. Howard. You know, we can't talk about Ronald Reagan, and what's past is past, but we can't talk about Ronald Reagan and the African-American community without remembering that he began his campaign for president in Philadelphia, Mississippi, giving a wink and a nod to the white folks with his states' rights comment.
He did do that, Henry, at the Senatobia Fair, which was a rite of passage for Mississippi politicians. And Reagan, according to many, felt out of place, but he did it, and it worked, and he won, and he carried 44 states, including Mississippi, Louisiana, and all the southern states, with the exception of Georgia, where Jimmy Carter held on, but Carter lost everywhere else. But independent of that, it's never good to shoot a president, and Rudy was not saying that it was a good thing. He was just saying that he was concentrating on the game, and he paid for it. Howard, what do you remember about that weekend? There was great anticipation when LSU went to Philadelphia, and it didn't turn out as expected, but you were a sophomore. You knew you had this great cast around you. Four of them were leaving, but how disappointing was it?
Well, it was disappointing because we jumped out on Indiana in the first half. I think we were up
three at halftime, yeah.
And I think sometime during the first half, though, we had went up to 8 or 10 point lead. But anyway, and they came back in the second half, and I think we were a little overconfident. Mm-hmm. I think that may have been the problem. And in as far as Virginia goes, nobody wants to play a consolation game, so I don't think we were really up for that game. I mean, we went out and played, but I don't think it was top priority. So.
And that was the last consolation game ever played, too.
Exactly.
They stopped it after that.
Exactly.
That spring, one of my classmates and journalism students, Eric Gayrard, who became well known as E. Eric Gayrard, he wrote a song about the LSU team, and Katie Ann has pulled that up for those old enough to remember. Eric didn't do the singing, but here's his song.
With talent, heart, and hustle, they've captured all our dreams. The purple and gold will go the Philly way. LSU will be the champs of the NCAA.
All right, Rudy, are you tapping your toes to that one?
But yeah, that was quite a hit back then, too, man.
It was everywhere. It was everywhere.
Yeah. And, but I got blamed, Jim, for no consolation game ever again.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I got blamed for that too because when ESPN did that special on me, and they were wondering what happened to the consolation game as I got started, and then my name came up because I was quoted as saying that I didn't want to play the game, and I did foul out on purpose because there was no need. So I fouled out the first half, and I told them I didn't want to play that game. And Ralph Sampson backed me up, as well as the Virginia coach as well, said that game should not have been played. And so when they started doing the research and saw that they were no longer going to host the consolation game, basically because of my statement, that's when they went on and found out later on about the Ronald Reagan thing, and that's how ESPN came up with the 30 for 30.
Well, both of you gentlemen are remarkable then and now, and you're both prostate cancer survivors. Rudy, you had your surgery a few years back, and you say you're doing really well. And Howard had his on March 2nd, just 4 weeks ago today. How are you doing, High C?
I'm doing better. I had a small setback right after the surgery, but since then everything's been going well, just recovering and healing. And it was good to know someone like Rudy who had already been through it. So I had consulted with him before my surgery and after my surgery. And, you know, he gave me some things to look out for and what to expect. So I thank Rudy for that. But things going pretty good.
Now, you were like Rudy, even though you're from Baton Rouge, you were recruited by Kentucky and Louisville, the schools that he was courted by. Why did you stay?
Well, I wanted to be a part of the up-and-coming thing that they had started, that Coach Brown and Rudy and the other guys had started at LSU. At first, I thought I might want to go to Kentucky. They had that new facility for the players, the players' lodge that known universities had yet. And I thought I wanted to go there, but then with the encouragement from family members and wanting to be a part of what Dale and Rudy has started here made me stay.
And Rudy, all these years later, I know the two of you, you're like brothers.
Man, I tell you, Howard Carter, he was like a blessing coming to us because I on that team, I received more double teams than anybody on the team. And when he brought Howard onto the team, he put him on the same side. We ran a 1-2-2 offense, and Howard was on the same side as me. And so I remember when Howard's first practice,
all right, we got a roll, but Howard opened it up for Rudy, and thanks to both of you, and we'll talk more after this timeout.